Chuck, wanna play?
That was one of my worst ones, but
no, that was the worst.
I was gonna do Jon Snow, but then he did like.
Cause it's Nerd New York Halloween.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Nerd New York. After a month hiatus, we are finally back. Your show here at YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, about comic books, movies. I'm not gonna say anime because Sebastian's here. Pro wrestling, technology, and so much more. I'm your host Giovanni Anglin, and I'm joined by Daniel.
Back
Lashley.
At it again.
What's up, everybody? How we doing?
What's going on?
Also, we have Steven.
Hi.
And Steven.
What's going on, guys?
Followed by Bastion. So, let's get started, y'all. Obviously, October 31st is Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy
Be
Halloween,
safe.
Everyone. Be safe.
On my way here, I saw a clown.
You did see a clown.
I did see a clown.
Ah.
And I just kept driving.
Good. Good.
Good job. Good for you.
What? Of course not, man. You know how much money that is of insurance and everything? You got to
exactly.
pay for people's
and
bills.
And it's Halloween.
And you push to start, too.
Yeah, I have a push to start as well.
It's Halloween, too, man.
So, guys, what are some of your favorite horror movies to see at this time of the year?
Halloween. Nightmare on Elm Street. I like the classics. However, there's a good The Conjuring 2.
Absolutely. We saw that
which is
this
good.
Summer.
Another one is the Babadook.
Babadook.
That movie is great as well. I wish we had more zombie films, man.
I don't.
I feel like the last good zombie film we had was Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah. I like Shaun of the Dead, but Shaun of the Dead because...
That's a parody.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like hardcore, scary zombie films.
Then my favorite horror films actually go from Oculus. I actually like the original Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like not that much into horror films, but yeah, there's mm-hmm. and yeah, and if I want to laugh, kind of Freddy versus Jason.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bastion, I know you're not a huge horror fan, but do you have any horror films that you like at all? Why?
Hey!
You know what?
Don't bring Tyler Perry into this.
I'm gonna ignore this. I want to talk about some of
the biggest horror film is the selection. That's like the hugest, in my opinion.
Fair enough. So one of my favorite horror movies, obviously, we have Chucky, you know, Child's Play. Can't go wrong with that. One of my favorite movies of all time is Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. Straight up classic. Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall.
Right.
And of course, recently I saw the new Ouija, Origins of Evil.
A Ouija board?
Yeah, with the Ouija board.
I don't play with that.
Honestly.
Don't mess with Ouija board.
That was a really good movie.
It's a Caribbean for that.
Yeah.
I know.
West Indian.
I know. And honestly, it's actually a really good movie. It's a solid movie. I recommend you all go see it. I didn't understand like how good it was until that night when I went to bed and like
I saw a demon.
I saw a demon and I woke up and I was like, "Yo, this
you
movie."
See how Bash is looking at you right now.
Yeah, Sebastian is shaking his head in disgust. Like,
he says,
crazy.
Stay the right away from me.
Yeah. Don't worry, I didn't bring anything home, man. I promise.
Allegedly.
Hey, don't do that. Ghost Hunters is
yo
cool.
on sci-fi. Yeah.
I also watch Ghost Adventures on Travel Channel.
I'm like, I can't watch those because mm-hmm. I know like it feels like there's nothing there.
But you don't watch it for the nothing.
You
watch for the hype.
Don't get me wrong, they do have moments where they do be catching stuff.
Exactly, like apparitions.
Like on the Ghost Hunters, like I don't know if you remember, they went to like this lighthouse and the chair moved by itself. I don't know if you remember, it was like a while ago they had that episode.
Nah.
It was like this lighthouse and they went to go check it and they left the camera right, like they just left it and this chair was like right there and it moved right by itself.
You know,
and they tried to debunk it and they couldn't do it.
Nick Groff of the Ghost Adventures crew has his own show now where he does his own ghost investigations and I want to check that out too.
You got to be careful with that stuff though.
I know.
You ever feel like they do that and it probably follows them?
Yeah.
I think they had like a ghost child follow him home. Like they said, after a week the ghost left.
Yeah. I remember the weird Bobby Mackey episode.
Yes. That.
Where, yeah. Yes. And they said like those demons followed them home.
Followed them home into their hotel room.
Yeah. Those episodes I watch just to like just get creeped out by, because whenever
that's
I watch
scary.
Those shows, like I really do feel uneasy.
I do. Yeah, you that gotta
is
be
their
careful.
Problem. That's I'm not part. Well, didn't one of them murder somebody? Yeah, never mind.
Moving on.
Moving on. Let's talk about some video games, guys.
Nintendo Switch is
the
coming
Nintendo
out.
Switch has been announced.
Yay!
720p.
And third party support.
720p.
It's
not 1080.
It's not 1080. It's 720p.
That's an L.
No, no, it's like the Switch 2 will be 10, will be 4K.
What? It should be 1080 off top.
No, relax. It's about technology and battery storage. Come on. Storage.
Relax.
The PlayStation 4 Pro is coming out, I think, the 25th or the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming
out. And the new Xbox is already out.
No, it's not.
It's not?
2017, homie.
Oh,
Xbox
really?
Xbox Scorpio, yes.
Oh.
I'm getting that. So.
Well, let's talk about the Switch, guys. How do you guys feel about the Switch?
I like it.
It should have that should have been what the Wii U should have been.
Yeah, pretty much. But
okay,
it's enough. It even looks like a Wii U control pad. Even when
yeah.
you put.
But is, what is. They said, it's not the next generation. You understand? NX is between the Wii U and the 3DS.
In my really? Opinion, they should have chased 4K too, because now you got the Pro that's trying to do it, which is not really 4K. It's upscaled. Then you got the Scorpio coming out.
But that's not Nintendo's thing. They're never about the best graphics.
Yeah,
they're always about the
games.
Games. Fun.
It's about
the game. Yeah, because if you've seen the commercial.
I have.
The 3-minute commercial.
Yes. Talk about it, please.
No kids.
It's all adults.
Kids
it's
don't
all
matter.
Adults.
Which now they're focusing on adults, like adults game now.
Yeah. Kids will come to it either way. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't have to market the kids to get kids.
Can we be real for 1 second? Like, I'm sorry, but like, I'm not going to bring out my Switch while I'm playing basketball and switch over to play 2K.
You're not, but it doesn't matter.
I like the fact that you can play it anywhere, though.
Yes.
That's the only cool thing.
I like that you could turn the controller, and there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would take that on a plane with me.
That's what the Wii U should have been.
Yeah,
in my opinion. I hated the Wii U.
I have it, but I barely play it. I play my 3DS a lot.
Can I have it?
No.
Dude, come on, man.
There are certain questions I do still have about the Switch. Like, one of the questions I had, would it be Amiibo enabled?
Yeah, of course.
Compatible?
They're not going to make, like, dozens of Amiibos.
It's not backward compatible either.
It's not backward compatible,
too.
No, it's
not. Exactly. It's not meant to be. That's the thing.
It's okay.
They want to make games for it as, like, oh... Coming out for Wii U, like the new Zelda game?
Yeah.
Coming out for Wii U
and
NX, and you know, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, double the money.
There's a lot of games out. Battlefield 1, I played it. It's good.
Okay.
I think...
How's story mode?
It's like little short stories where you play as characters. It's really good. It puts you in the battle, and it's very brutal.
Right.
It's very, very brutal. Yeah. It's like, just to see, like as a former history major, to read about it, and then actually you play, it's like, oh my gosh.
It's about
like
the First World
like
War,
you
correct?
Can gasp. Yeah, you can gasp people. It's and you get attached to, like, this is one story where you're like a tank. You're in a tank, and you guys are all trying to survive in this tank.
Right.
And it's like, you go through all these obstacles. Your tank breaks down. You got to go out. You got to go forward. You got to take over bases. It's very, it's good. I like Battlefield 1. I think it's the studio's best work.
Okay.
Other than Battlefield Bad Company.
Okay. Tell me about Gears of War 4, please.
Yeah, I finished that. I thought Gears 4 was dope.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was dope.
So I should get it?
You should get it. Okay. I told you to get it. Great, the mechanics, it's still Gears.
Of course.
Great mechanics are still there. I love the weapons, especially that there's this thing called the Enforcer in that game.
Okay.
It's like an SMG.
Okay.
That joint is so amazing. The guns are great. Gameplay is still great. Graphics, graphically, that thing is amazing. You have the old Xbox, right?
No, yeah, I do.
The black one?
Yeah.
It's going to look great either way.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's freaking amazing. Okay. Infinite Warfare is coming out.
Yeah.
Titanfall 2 was good as well.
All right.
I know a lot of people are going to be shocked. But
I do love Titanfall.
Titanfall 2 is good as well.
Do you have,
Titanfall.
I'm sorry, do you have Mafia 3?
No, but I played it.
What do you think about Mafia 3?
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of drawn out a little bit, but it's good.
Have you encountered any bugs and glitches?
A little.
What have you encountered?
For me personally, for example, I would walk, and then I would try like go in a car, and I wouldn't be able to get in a car, which is weird.
Huh.
Floating dead body.
You saw a floating dead body?
Yep.
Mafia 3 is good too, but it's
I like the story.
I feel like it's kind of drawn out after a while. I think after a couple hours of me playing it, I wasn't surprised anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt. Mafia 3 is great. Yeah. I finished it.
Okay.
So fair I was like, enough. Okay.
Compared to the other Mafia series?
It's cool. It's a step up in terms of production and everything. Yeah. But
gameplay-wise, it's just...
After a while, it's like it doesn't wow you anymore.
The black character thing?
No, I like that. I like what they did, but I didn't feel too sympathetic for him either, you know?
Huh.
But I like what he was doing. Like, where he was... I'm sure we've always played it. When he hung the guy off the Ferris wheel.
Ooh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
When he hung him off the Ferris wheel. And then the guy who was doing the investigation was like, he was in the military and he was playing psychological warfare with the mob. So when you hang him on display, like, I like that type of storytelling. Like, oh, okay. Like, I like that. So I think it was a good story.
I think my favorite part was shooting up the KKK rally.
Yes, that was a good one too.
Yeah,
and on the boat.
Yeah,
the steamboat. Yeah, that was a good. That was great.
Yeah,
Mafia 3. There's a lot of games coming out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of next.
The Last Guardian's coming out too.
Yeah, yeah. December Allegedly. 14th, I think.
How do you guys feel about?
Oh shoot! Final Fantasy 15 is coming out soon.
How do you guys feel about No Man's Sky? The fact that ever since the game came out, it just went completely downhill.
That guy made a public apology, didn't he?
Like, ooh, Sean? Someone tweeted like, "Oh, No Man's Sky was a mistake."
Yeah, No Man's Sky was a mistake.
They said it was a hack.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
they should have sold it for like $20.
Exactly.
It should have never been a $60 game.
That thing's a lie.
The fan base completely like dropped after like a week and a half.
Yeah, because he lied about everything.
I wish I like
Hello Games. That's where we go.
It was supposed to be like that. I still kind of want a game like No Man's Sky, but it's like with like you know spacious space battles.
Watch Minecraft do it.
It's unrealistic. Like to have a game and put it on the PS4. Like maybe if it's a computer game with like 1,000 DLCs,
right?
Then sure. But other than that,
I think PC would be able.
They
should have
put that shit on PC.
Yeah, this is left it on PC.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But
did anybody buy it? Did you buy it?
No,
of course not. I think Trone bought it.
But I do.
Oh really?
Yeah, Trone bought it.
Waste your time, 2016.
I play
Mining Simulator.
I play. I'm a
ugly animals.
There is one game I am ready to play.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes,
that and I'm waiting to play Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
Oh yeah!
Oh, I played some of that at Comic Con.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was alright. It was cool. It was cool.
They released the screenshots,
and the best thing is, Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to look better than that. It's going to play better than that.
It's supposed to be on Xbox too, right?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. I know, like they pushed it back because hopefully, like they come out with Star Wars World. I'm sorry.
For
like,
what?
For
Kingdom Hearts 3?
3.
No, they had to push it back because what they want to do for 2.8 is the Aqua's level, the 0.2. That's the actual beginning for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes.
You know, so how that game is played is exactly what Kingdom Hearts 3 is about.
Ah.
So, we're getting 2.8 with Dream Drop Distance. You know, that's a 3DS game. That was fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, that also is 2.8 in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And 0.2, I think, is kind of covers everything from Kingdom Hearts 1 and back.
Nice.
You know, when she was into darkness. And I know Mickey went to save her at one point in time.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but he left her there.
Yeah, he had to. Something's. They're going to explain why.
What do you guys feel about Red Dead Redemption 2?
I'm excited.
I don't know.
It's going to be a good game.
It's Rockstar's. Rockstar's continuously just bringing out hits.
Yeah.
Rockstar is just like the great. It's the GOAT.
All right.
I think they're the company that everyone's trying to be like EA, Activision.
I think Bethesda too.
EA is a mess. Like
Bethesda. Oh, the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
That's out.
Oh, Skyrim Remastered is out too.
I never played the first one, so I'm thinking about getting this one.
This one is good.
Yeah, you should definitely
get my friends list, they're playing it.
You're gonna lose your life.
Yeah, you will.
No, I don't want
just like
then.
Fallout, I love Fallout.
You're gonna lose your life.
Bethesda, I think top studios are like Rockstar, Bethesda.
Yep.
I get bored real easy.
Bungie
with games.
Not anymore. Destiny.
They kinda lost it
after
with
Destiny.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
Okay.
This generation of gaming was just more hyped in games.
Like, yeah. Definitely.
Destiny was one. No Man's Sky was the most overhyped game of this generation.
Yeah,
I was hyped for that, and then
And I started to ask people,
"Where's the game?"
Yeah, I ask people like, "What are you doing this? Like, it's just mining and whatever." Yeah. And like I get cursed out by PS4 fanboys. Like, no, you're just an Xbox. You don't have games. Like, all right. Then the game came out.
Can I be a pirate?
Everybody
man?
Moonwalked. You know.
Yep.
I wanted to be a space pirate. Just took that dream away from me.
Yeah, they had space battles.
You thought
it'd be
Star Wars in that game?
Yeah, it was, you know.
Yeah,
get sent to the Earth. Then
speaking of Star Wars, so EA, they want to do a Knights of the Republic remake.
Oh yeah, I heard.
They want to do it. The problem with doing it is they put the effort into Battlefront.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Now that Battlefront is over, they really want to do a Knights of the Republic remake.
I want them to take.
It's gonna be very good
because I've seen like there's this there's another company that's doing it. Dude, you can't mess that up. But EA will always find
it's
a way.
It's EA.
To mess
it
up.
Stop it.
But there's this company that they're doing their own remake. They're releasing it as like a mod,
mm-hmm.
and they want to have them, I guess, help. and do it. Because if you've ever seen it.
What are you using
it,
Engine for, right?
I think Unreal Engine. And
yeah, it looks, I've seen that.
You've seen it, right?
Yep.
Yes. So I'm
They were just showing the cities.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Like Taris, Dantooine, everything.
I actually have a game on my iPad right now.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Me too. I got it on my Mac. So, yes, I'm all down for a Knights of the Republic remake. But they got to release Mass Effect Andromeda first.
Oh, absolutely.
Which I'm excited
they
for.
They are teasing us with Andromeda.
I love really BioWare. For Mass Effect.
You don't care for Mass Effect? What?
Nah. I look. This is. I'm a hardcore Nintendo guy at best. I'll play some other games, but even though my favorite game has not been a Nintendo game. It's Kingdom Hearts 2 is my favorite game of all time.
Great game. Oh. Great game.
Good game.
I played it again with the final mix.
Yes. Nice.
Smart.
All right, guys. So let's get into some technology, shall we? Apple.
MacBook.
New MacBook.
The new MacBook. How do you guys feel about that, man?
Well,
let's talk about the features first. Let's get some features out the way.
It has an OLED touch bar.
Yes.
That goes with the apps.
Mm-hmm.
It's much slimmer.
Yes, of course.
The current Retina MacBook Pros.
Of course.
The keyboard is different. It takes the technology from the 2015 one where it's like a butterfly thing. So like when you press on the keys, like when you hit a MacBook key, it goes like down on the right or left.
Right.
It goes down simultaneously. So it feels weird when you're typing, but you get used to it.
Look.
It's a bigger trackpad.
Yes.
All I really touch.
And you could draw on the Apple Pencil on it.
Wow.
For application.
It is Apple Pencil enabled.
You can draw.
It comes with Touch IDs now installed with it, with the touch bar.
Of course.
It's fast. Still, that CPU is great. And then the GPU, which I got me tight that they put that type of GPU in it, because there's new stuff that really just came out that could have went into it and could have made it even better.
Right.
But the GPU is still, good ish.
$1,600 for the first one.
I thought it was almost like $3,000, too.
Yeah, right? I thought it was.
About it's from memory.
$415.
Yeah.
Just one
starting off with how much gigs?
Yeah. Just one question. Will it explode when it's charging?
No, it's not.
No, this is not Samsung.
The problem is that it's smaller, so it's less battery space.
Yeah.
But it's still supposed to carry the same amount of charge like your MacBook or mine does.
Right.
Another
downside.
My problem with it is I like what they do. I'm fine with lightning cables, but I hate the thing for adapters. Like with my MacBook,
the doggles.
Yeah, like with my MacBook, it's like if I want to plug it in my TV, I can use the HDMI cable. I can do that.
Easy.
Or if I can do this, that, and a third. But now it's like you gotta use dongles, and it's like, do you really
each dongle
go that?
Costs like between $20 to $30.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my only problem with it. I like
Apple
that they're
making money.
Yeah, I mean they're making money.
Of course.
That's why the stocks went down after the iPhone 7 came out. No one cared about it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm switching to the OnePlus 3, which I ordered already.
Nice.
I'm waiting for the 8.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait for
the iPhone. Oh, my goodness.
Or the new iPhone.
Full OLED display. The home button is disappearing and everything.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, Apple likes to tease and not deliver.
I don't go to Apple, man. I'm still stuck on, I still keep forgetting what this phone is called. I keep forgetting what this phone is called.
Is that an Android?
Yeah, it's an Android, but ZTE. What kind of phone company is this?
I'm not sure. Your phone. You should know about it.
Yeah, as long as you can make phone calls and text, it's a phone.
Yes. You sound like my dad.
You're Matt West, didn't you, for that?
You do.
But I paid $400 for a OnePlus 3 because I want something nice.
Exactly.
You're still West Indian for that.
Absolutely.
That is so West Indian. But now I'm waiting on this iPhone 8.
Yeah, definitely.
OLED display. And the apps are going to finally move and animate, which is great.
Are you going to get the new MacBook Pro?
I wanted it, but to see, like, I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel and everything.
Okay.
I'm trying to change my gaming setup and all that.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah. You had me watch you guys' stream.
Twitch stream. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Twitch stream guy, man.
We were playing Halo 5, like me and my friends. And we were Onyx players. And we were playing like semi-pro and professional people. And we were like winning. Then we lost. Then we win.
Yeah.
It's so much drama. Like, we're happy. We're sad.
And like, Steve was like, yo, watch the stream with me. Watch the stream.
Yeah,
like,
I was sending out the stream.
I'm like, all right. And like, I was watching it. It was like 5 minutes. And I was like, I'm gone.
Yeah, I haven't sent it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Like, I watched for 5 minutes, but I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I just can't watch.
You're supposed to support his brand, man.
I was supporting it, but it's like...
Shout out to my friends Justin and Mass and Channy. You guys, XX Style Media, which is Mass. Shylock, which is Justin, and Channy, which her gamer tag is the same. So on Twitch, streaming Halo 5, and Justin streaming Mortal Kombat.
Support the culture,
he's
y'all.
Mega Mortal Kombat.
I gotta get back to doing my Pokemon playthrough.
The thing about the new MacBook.
Yes, you do.
That, no, it's just.
What about the MacBook?
No, it's like I have the 2014,
right?
Yeah.
Me too.
So that's good enough for me until 2019.
I think I should.
So I'll get the next MacBook Pro.
I'll wait for the 2018.
After 2018. This one. Yeah.
I'll wait for that one.
I think I should update because I have a 2012.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's time for you to
update. Update.
Don't. You don't really need the,
I don't want
the bar. You can get the thing under it, which is like 1200.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just wait next
year. Or just get the one I have. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't play games on a Mac.
I have a 2014.
You're not supposed to play games on a Mac. I told you that before.
I play games on my Mac.
What games do you play on your Mac?
Knights of the Republic. Knights of the Republic 2 with the cut content.
That doesn't count.
I don't care.
I do the same thing.
It's still a game.
I play Sims 4 on my Mac.
I'm talking like some Steam, like, I'm talking.
Obviously not. You can't.
Exactly. I'm talking like Planet Side 2.
World of Warcraft.
What? World of War? Exactly.
No, you can on Mac.
No, I'm talking Planet Side 2, all those.
The new Mac, you can play games decently well. What about wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
What about Hell in a Cell?
Hell in a Cell.
Let's get into it.
Man, I'm sorry, but like Hell in a Cell, like I'm never looking forward to this pay per view because Hell in a Cell is just it's dead. You know
no,
what? No,
but these were good matches.
I mean, yes, but what I'm saying it's underwhelming because
the problem with like, WWE is that
they do the same thing every year.
It's not
year.
Even to do the same thing, but I miss when October matches. Was No Mercy.
Yeah.
It's just like when you start putting
or Judgment
Hell in a
Day.
Or Judgment Day. I hate it that they have these, they make the, it's gimmick so gimmicky. Yeah,
it's gimmicky.
Gimmick these gimmicky
now.
Pay-per-views. It's lame. It's whack.
And don't get me wrong. Like, it was a good pay-per-view.
Because Hell in a Cell is supposed to be like the final.
Yeah.
The final
like
showdown.
The be all end all.
Exactly. Yes, it's exactly. Like, you know, like when you hear, it's, you know what? I'm sick of this, guys. You guys are going to be locked Hell in a Cell. You
that's
know, like,
the problem.
Oh, snap. This is real.
It's
but
too
now
gimmicky.
It's every year. It's like,
yeah.
It just loses its value. That's my point. That's just
like,
what
but,
I'm
like, if you got to wonder the match that a match did have the women. The women's match did have a story to match,
exactly.
Kind of Hell in a Cell.
And it was main event.
Yes, it was.
So
I'm excited for Survivor Series.
Yes.
That I'm excited for.
Yeah.
What, because Goldberg?
Yeah. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
Man, I don't care about it.
No, and
Brock Lesnar is going to destroy Goldberg.
Of course he's going to win, because like, Goldberg won the last one at WrestleMania
exactly,
20.
That's how, yes, that's how WWE is. And, like, it's, Goldberg's 50.
That's another problem about WWE. You're very it's very
it's
predictable.
It's too predictable.
It's very predictable. Like, you know who's going to win and who's going to lose.
Hey, I didn't.
But I just
want to
see how.
Window. That's all I'm saying.
Hmm?
How? What do you think? What kind of match is it? This is a Brock Lesnar match. Brock Lesnar hasn't changed up his game since 2004. He's gonna do some suplexes, beat the crap out of him. F5, suplex. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Done.
Not even 1, 2, 3. Might bloody him up like Randy Orton.
And then the problem with WWE is number one, this TV PG thing needs to end.
It will soon.
It's not even.
I feel
it's still PG. It's like it's not interesting. It's look. Like you like remember when back in the days, you know, Stone Cold will come out and call you an a-hole, drink beer,
yeah,
you know, stun the boss, and yeah. Would curse out everybody. The Rock would come out,
okay.
Talk mess about you, how you ain't this, and you ain't that. Now you got to ask, well, you're such a bully. We're gonna beat you up. Like really?
Okay, my thing is. You guys got to stop over-romanticizing the Attitude Era.
I'm not. That's Steve.
It's me.
Steve, you got to stop over-romanticizing that. The Attitude Era was a bunch some good storylines.
He's an old
and
head.
A bunch of weird ones. And a bunch of weird ones.
They all work.
That's true.
Most of them work.
I'm just hyped that, you know, we have a new Cruiserweight champion in the Brian Kendrick.
Yo,
yes.
The Cruiserweight division is so exciting.
Yes.
And when they brought them back, I was like, yes.
But I'm sad that the crowd just can't get behind him for some reason.
The crowd was dead this whole pay-per-view. Can you?
No.
Yeah, was, where were they at? What city?
Boston.
Boston out of all
wow,
places.
Wow, all places Boston?
Yeah.
The show is boring, though. I'm not going front.
There's some interesting
there's no
matches.
Characters like you can really get behind. It's hard.
I got behind. I'm behind Sasha Banks.
I'm behind Cesaro.
And Cesaro.
They keep screwing Cesaro. Cesaro deserves so much more.
He should be champion. My
he
opinion.
Should be.
But that's just me.
I don't care for Sheamus.
Me neither.
Like, I've never really
like,
cared for Sheamus.
Just put them back. Just give Cesaro to SmackDown.
That thing was pointless.
Let him.
I care for Cesaro because he can wrestle his butt off.
Me too.
I care for Sasha Banks. I care for Charlotte because
Charlotte's actually pretty good.
I like.
Who is the new women's champion again?
Yes,
three times women's champion.
Right.
That was a good. That was some good storytelling. It was a nice ode to Mick Foley.
I like the Cruiserweights. I think the New Day is getting corny.
Well, yeah.
Extremely corny.
Yeah.
I like the New Day though.
I mean, I want
New Day, the three black.
I still like Enzo.
Cereal box. We have 1 minute left, guys.
Even I like Enzo and Cass.
I like Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, but they.
I feel like Enzo is going to take off more than Cass is. But knowing Vince McMahon, probably he's going to push.
Vince
Cass
likes
more.
Cass more. Actually.
Yeah, because he's huge.
Exactly.
But Enzo is more charismatic, which is
he's like
great.
He's the new Road Dogg.
Right. I think Luke Gallows and.
They're getting underutilized and they wasted, but they finally beat the new. Well, yeah, they beat Enzo and Cass. So that's cool.
Well, I guess WWE, we'll see what happens.
We'll see, man. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to Nerd New York today. Do you have anything else to say before we depart?
Put out that Rock Comic Con.
Don't worry, I'm working on it.
Walking Dead had me cry. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Peace.
Happy Halloween.
Man, though.